Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned other countries not to expect any breakthroughs from his visit to the North Korean capital. He arrived Thursday in Pyongyang and held talks with North Korean officials, which he says were aimed at removing the latest obstacles to talks on ending the North's nuclear weapons programs. Earlier this month, North Korea announced it was pulling out of the talks process, which it described as useless after the United Nations condemned its launch of a long-range rocket. South Korean Foreign Minister Yoo Myung-hwan is to greet Lavrov in Seoul Friday after he departs Pyongyang. You said Thursday North Korea should not make the situation any worse, and that if North Korea carries through on threats to restart its main nuclear facilities, the United Nations will seek additional punishment. North Korea ejected international nuclear inspectors from the country last week and vowed to strengthen what it calls its nuclear deterrent. It has warned South Korea not to follow through on its intentions to join an American-led campaign aimed at stopping weapons trafficking. Pyongyang says joining that program would be seen as an act of war. For more than 3 weeks, North Korea has also detained a South Korean executive apparently accused of speaking disrespectfully of the North's leadership and encouraging a North Korean woman to defect. North Korea is also holding two American journalists who it says trespassed across the border with China. Analysts believe the North may use both cases for political leverage with the respective countries. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.